Hey friends, today I am so excited to bring you this conversation that I had with Casey Willingham. I've had Casey on the podcast a couple of times, so you may be familiar with her. But Casey is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, a mama of three, a farm wife. She is incredible and I love her perspective. And so we got together today to talk about our daughters again, just like we talked about last week. So if you missed that episode, definitely go back and listen to that first. But we wanted to talk about not only our experiences with learning about our periods and learning about puberty, but actually how we are wanting to have those conversations with our preteen daughters and how we have been having those conversations and just really open up the discussion to help ourselves as moms. You know, with Casey and I, both of us were talking about our oldest that is a girl and that we have been having these conversations with. And we just want to open up this conversation for other moms too, that we can think about the way that we talk to our daughters about periods and talk to our daughters about puberty, because I really do think that when we look back at our experiences with this discussion, it can create so much empowerment in our bodies, or it can create so much shame. And so if you have experienced, you know, embarrassment about periods, and, you know, this topic has been taboo in the past, then I would encourage you to listen, even if you don't have daughters, because it can be healing and encouraging, and I hope that you enjoy. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women. And that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long. And I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is the power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack and let's do this. Okay, so Casey is here with me and we're ready to really talk about our daughters, and not necessarily talk about our daughters, but talk about how we are going to handle and have conversations with our daughters who are preteen. So mine is 8.5 and yours is 11.
11.
And she just had a birthday and all of a sudden I felt like I was wrong. Really talking to them about their bodies. And so in the last episode, we talked mostly about nutrition and body image versus this episode, we're really going to dive into puberty and periods. And I just want to reiterate, this is not us saying that we know all of the answers to this, but this is what we are coming up with in the best wisdom that we can of how we want to talk to our daughters. And we just thought this would be a helpful conversation for other moms to listen to. So thank you for being here, Casey. And I'm excited to chat about this.
Yeah, you bet. Me too.
So yeah, I think that the first question that I've heard and that I've had myself is, when do we start having these conversations with our daughters? When do we start telling them that their bodies are going to be changing and the different things that are going to be happening in their bodies? In my opinion, and what I have done is I've always tried to keep things pretty. My daughter, like I said, is 8.5 now. And so she's really just at the beginning of more like officially talking about this. I talk about periods all the time. So there's always talk about periods in our house. Like, she's known what a period was for probably a few years at this point, maybe since she was like 5 or so. And just really, I've tried to be really open to when she asks questions, really just trying to hear what she is actually asking me and then answer that. So for example, she asks me something about a period, or if she asks me something about, it seems like this is happening for you, mom, but my body looks different, or things like that, then I really am just trying to give her the amount of information that she's asking for and that feels appropriate for her and that feels good for her, without giving her all of the information that she doesn't need yet.
And so what that often looks like is just when we're, so also talking about in this whole conversation, like she's had two brothers born since she has been born. And so even when I was having her youngest, who's 18 months now, she was about six and seven when I was pregnant and when I was having him. And so she had some questions about, okay, like how did the baby get in there or what happens with birth? I think she mostly had questions about birth at that point. And at that point was when I started talking to her about, well, there's different parts of your body. Like she was thinking like maybe you pooped out the baby. So we talked about that. And we talked about as a girl, you have three different places that things come out of. And so like you have your urethra. And I do try to give her medically common or like medical terminology and like appropriate terminology versus making up different names for things. And my kids definitely still call things pee-pee around here. That's fine with me. I don't necessarily feel like they need to go around and say my urethra. But with that being said, they do generally know those terms as well. And so that was a good time for me to talk to her about like, well, you have a urethra and you have a vagina and you have an anus. And these are all three different places. And like boys don't have all of those. And so we were able to talk about that. And so later, if she had something going on that she felt like she needed to talk to me about, she was a little more aware of like maybe where she was feeling something or having itching or any of those things, just like little things. And so I really tried to keep the conversation pretty open around her body, but also not making comments about her body or anything like that, but just letting her know, totally no big deal if you want to talk about it. Also, if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to. And so she's very aware and very just interested in like how the body works. She has always been interested in like different organ systems and she likes understanding like how things work with animals. And so she has probably asked, I would say like a pretty moderate amount of questions because she is interested in those things. And so when it comes to the conversation, just swinging this back around, since I've gone a long ways on this rabbit trail. When it comes to the conversation about puberty, I've had some conversations with her lately about, I just want you to know, she has several friends who are like a couple years older than her. So I said, if your friends start talking about like their bodies changing or periods or things like that, and you're not quite sure what they're talking about, or you want to know if what they're talking about is correct, you can always ask me, or we can talk about it anytime you want to. And so we had a conversation the other day about in the next couple of years, you'll start getting some hair on your body in different places. And this is what that will look like. Or we were talking about deodorant and she was like, I don't need deodorant, but you do. And so we had a conversation about that. And so in my opinion, I don't think it necessarily has to be this whole like big sit down and we talk over all the things and we have a book. Now I'm very comfortable talking about all these things. And so that's why I don't personally feel like I've needed to have a book, but I do remember my mom sitting down with me, like with a book and talking about things, but also like keeping the conversation pretty open. Now, I don't know if I just felt more shy about it and I didn't want to talk about it very much. I don't think we talked like very many times about body changes and things, but like I generally knew that like I could ask my mom for a private conversation and we could talk about it. And so I felt like that was a good thing and I want to keep that even more open for Evelyn.
Hey, quick interruption. I wanted to let you know that I have some super special bonuses for you when you join Nourish Your Hormones through the end of the week through Sunday, April 14th. You can not only save $100 off of the new full price of Nourish Your Hormones, but you get access to two small group coaching calls with me as a new Nourish Your Hormones student. These are going to be very intimate. You are going to be able to get coaching with me face to face on exactly where you are with your hormones and what your specific next steps are. And then the next month we'll reassess and troubleshoot. So you're getting two personalized coaching calls with me. And I included access to the new Restored Mini Pod course so that you can start listening and balancing your blood sugar and your hormones on the go. I have gone behind the scenes and spent the last couple of months making this course completely updated, completely brand new and ready for you and better than ever, and broken my traditional nourish your hormones method down into a simple 6-step process that has symptom-specific protocols, 2 recipe guides, and you also get access to 6 months of monthly Q&A calls and a community for questions anytime. You are not doing this alone. You have the resources at your fingertips, and I cannot wait to see you inside. So you need to join before April 14th at the special link in the show notes to get all of these bonuses and $100 off, which means you are getting over $800 in value for less than $400.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I agree fully with everything that you said. And just as they're asking questions and addressing those questions in a very non-embarrassing, a sweet conversation. And then I do think that, like Landry, she's 11. So we've had full-on discussion of periods and all the things. But I do feel like as a mom, you will know, or at least I felt like I knew, okay, this is the time that I want to get a bit more in depth with her. Even if she's noticing some things are starting to change in her body. But I wanted that open line of communication to where she felt safe to be able to ask questions and talk to me about different things. And I wanted to be the one to get to talk to her about those things. I know for me, I started my period when I was in 5th grade. I remembered I started before all of my friends, and there was no conversation leading up to that. And so I remember I was at a 5th grade dance, and I came home and just had gone to the bathroom and just remember bawling my eyes out because I didn't understand what was happening, and had called for my mom to come in there. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, you started your period. Here is some pads. And by pads, it was like a little bitty panty liner. So as a 5th grader, I bled through all the time because all I had was a panty liner, and it was embarrassing. And I just remember a lot of just like feeling shame and embarrassment. And I knew that for my daughter, I wanted to be able to help her to understand what was happening with her body and be the main influence and being able to share those things with her. And so for Landry, it was such a sweet conversation that we had because she had no prior outside influence to these topics, to where it was just so sweet. There was no embarrassment. There was no shame, just very receptive to talking about these kind of things and how what puberty was, some things that she can start, will start to notice with her body and just changes. And so, yeah, I think I just to circle back around, I agree with everything that you said in terms of have those conversations as they're being brought up. And that's how it started with Landry and I too. Just like, if I changed in front of her, like, what are those, mom, or whatever it is. And it's like, those open up conversations for you to be able to address some of those things. And then when you feel ready to be able to dive in to some of the more, the deeper topics, I do feel like as a mom, you'll just know when that time is for you and your daughter and her receptiveness or her maturity level. Now, both of us do homeschool our children. For me, I was not homeschooled growing up. And so all of my influence was mostly from peers. And so if that's you and your children do public school or any kind of school outside of the home, unfortunately, in the culture that we live in today, I do feel like those conversations do have to start earlier than like when you and I, Alicia, were going to school. And so I do think, though, that it is important that you get to be the one to explain that to your children and to be the main influence. That way that as they're given the information and they're given the truth of legitimately what's happening in their body, as they're hearing things from their peers, they're able to know what is the truth. And then they can come back with you through that open line of communication and say, hey, well, so-and-so at school talked about X, Y, Z, and you guys get to talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's so good. Those are a couple of things that I wanted to mention too. Yeah, that we're talking about this in our perspective and like our life experience from a context of like, we are homeschooling our kids. And absolutely, my daughter has lots of different friends and she's around lots of people. And she doesn't have, you know, 6 or 8 hours a day where she's around her friends every single day. And so the conversation probably is a lot more limited. But I do agree that if this is something that you want to basically drive their worldview on how they see their bodies and how they see periods and puberty and all of those things, then you do need to start before they start learning all the things from their friends so that they know that conversation is open. And also, they are really impressionable at 6 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. And generally, they're going to trust their parents. And when you tell them that something is a certain way and their friend says something else, I know my daughter will be like, well, my mom said this, so you're wrong. That's where she is right now. And I'm so thankful for that relationship that I have with her. And I know it won't always be that way, but you know, those core beliefs of their beliefs about their body and their beliefs about their femininity and their cycles are really something that we can instill in them when we have the conversations early.
Yeah.
So talking about puberty, I think really does continue the conversation about body image. And the biggest, I think, principles that I want to instill in my daughter are just knowing that as her body changes, that it's something beautiful, that it's something good, that it's something that is exactly how it's supposed to happen, and that her body was created to do as she gets older. And that is her transition into womanhood, and that it's something that she doesn't have to be ashamed about or try to hide when she has breast development or she has hair starting to come up or when she does get her period. Those type of things are all things that are good and are supposed to happen and exactly what her body is supposed to do. And I want to instill that trust in her own body in her in so many ways as she is honestly still a child, but as she goes into her teenage years too, because how many of us have been just basically taught in our culture, like you can't trust your body. And I have a podcast coming out next week where we talk about home birth. And we go into that a lot where we're talking about basically like we have been told at a super early age, we can't trust our bodies. And that 100% correlates and ties into our experience with birth and then our experience in motherhood. Because at this super young age, we've been told, oh, like going through puberty is embarrassing. It's shameful. Turning into a woman is shameful. You need to hide it. It's embarrassing to get your period. Periods are gross and dirty. And with those messages, of course, you're going to retreat into yourself and feel like you are inherently dirty or shameful or something's wrong with you. And then when the doctor says, well, your period is bad and it's causing you these problems, you need birth control. Again, it's just another layer of not trusting that what your body is doing is good. And so that's really something that I want to help my daughter have as a confidence that it's not something I don't even think was on my mom's radar probably. And I don't know why it would have been, honestly, in that culture and 30, well, maybe not 30 years ago, but a little less than 30 years ago that she was telling me about these things. So anyway, those are things that are on my heart for my daughter as we talk about puberty. And while I want to teach her, I don't know, to be, I'm trying to think of the right word, but basically to not just flaunt her sexuality, but to embrace her femininity. And I think there is a totally a difference there that you don't have to feel shame about your body or try to hide or cover up, but in the same way that you can embrace that in a way that is honoring to God and is loving to other people and that instills true joy in who you are versus trying to seek attention with your body. And so, of course, there's a lot to that conversation too, but that's all a piece of what I'm thinking about as I talk to my daughter as she's in these really formative years.
Just piggybacking off what you were saying about there's no real right way to feel about going through puberty. You might feel excited or nervous or curious or all of those things combined, and that's okay. Everybody's body is so different, and we'll start this process at different times. Just ensuring them that this is a season of life, that when your body is doing a ton of changing and growing, it's not going to go on forever in that way. But yeah, and then just we're talking about those specific changes that are happening with breast. We talk about the anatomy of female parts, basically how to care for those parts. And then what I wish that I would have known these things. I feel like it wasn't until I was having kids that I even understood that there were four phases of a menstrual cycle and what those purposes were. And the more that I began to learn, the more amazed I was at just the intelligence of the body, the way that God designed our bodies. But then also to the flip side, the more frustrated I got, because I feel like this kind of information is just not talked about enough, especially as little girls. And so had I known some of these things when I was little, I feel like, gosh, it sure would have shaped, like you were saying, how I viewed my body and really what the purpose of the menstrual cycle is. It's that process of the body maturing and growing and preparing to have a baby. And even if your children do or do not want to have children, like ensuring them that your body's going to practice being in an ideal space for a human being regardless. And so it's this process is how your body is and prepares for that. And then not only that, the hormones that direct menstrual cycle, they also help, you know, your bones, your brain, your tissues, your heart to stay healthy. I wish that I would have known even things like, you know, the type of the foods, the things kind of like what we talked about in our last podcast, our food, how those things influence our menstrual cycle, helping them to understand period pain not being normal, why it's important to get good sleep, to fuel our body well, like all of those things are influencing our menstrual cycle. And so we really, with Landry, I tried to really dig into some of that too. There's multiple purposes here. This is the way God designed it. And really allowing her to see from a physiological standpoint too, like these are the things that are happening in your body as you're moving through these different phases. Here's the purpose. I think when you can share the why behind some of those things, it really gets their wheels spinning. Oh, wow. And I think that it helps in preventing some of that mindset, like we were talking about with the shamefulness or like the dirtiness. So you're able to look at the body in a way of, wow, look at what all this is doing for my body, like how God created this for my body.
Yeah, I love so much of what you said. And I absolutely think as we switch over into the conversation about periods, there's so much more that I am going to make sure my daughter knows about her period before she starts, but also in those first couple years of having her cycle, it's such a beautiful thing that they live with us. And so we get to teach them and walk with them through it so that they can understand what's going on in their bodies, since we now know so much more than we knew at that age. And so I'm so excited to do that with my daughter. But I think been just the basic conversation of talking to our daughters about their periods, I think that even if we feel like we've done a good job, really, most of the conversation that I see happen is just like, you're going to get your period sometime. What that looks like is that you'll have some bleeding. And when it happens, let me know and I'll make sure that you have what you need. We'll get you some pads, we'll get you some tampons, that kind of thing. And then I feel like that's kind of it. And we'll say, basically, you'll get your period about once a month. And then really, that's all. But I do think that what you said about understanding the full cycle is so important. And again, this is not something you necessarily need to sit down with your 9-year-old and tell them every single step of the process. I think starting with that, you're going to get a period at some point. Like I got mine at 12. And so I'm going to tell my daughter that. I think I've told her that before. I got mine at 12. That doesn't mean she'll get hers at 12, but maybe she'll be 10. Maybe she'll be 14. Somewhere in that range is probably when she's going to get her cycle. And her knowing that it's coming and knowing that it's something good and that it's just a change in the season of her life versus feeling like I'm scared of it, it's going to be bad. I don't want her to have that perspective to start out with, that it's going to be something bad or something gross. And so I want her to know that it is something good. And it's the sign that her body is at some point in the future going to create life. And it's the way that she can, having her cycle is the only way that you can be a mom later, and like much, much later, obviously, but looking at it from that perspective of this is incredible that my body can do this. And so I have talked to Evelyn about ovulation. She was really interested in ovulation and the fact that she like has all of the eggs that she'll ever have in her body already. And she knows that like an egg is half of a baby is what she says, and that you need something from the dad too. And we haven't gone through the whole process of what that looks like yet because she's not ready for it. But it is really fun that she knows that what her body is capable of, even just in these little tiny spurts. But overall, I want to make sure that she knows, of course, the hygiene for her period and what to expect with her period cycles and things like that. But I also want her to understand what ovulation looks like. And as she goes through her cycles, I want to teach her how to track her cycle. And I want to teach her, you know, what to look for with her temperatures or her cervical fluid. And I want her to know what is normal in a cycle and what's not normal in a cycle so that she is not left with a lot of questions or not left thinking that something's wrong with her body or just hating her period because it's painful and thinking that that's normal, because we do see that considered normal so much of the time. So those are things that I really want to, over time, be working with her on and helping her understand. And then absolutely what you said, Casey, about the phases of her cycle. I had a client really recently who was like, I can't believe that I didn't realize how much the phases of my cycle impact me and why 1 week of my cycle, I feel really good and really on top of things and everything's going super well. And then 2 weeks later or a week and a half later, I'm like, everything's terrible. And I feel like I'm on this roller coaster. And I've had women tell me that they actually thought that they were crazy because they were not just feeling the same way all the time and feeling like good all the time. And once they started to realize that these were phases of their cycle and that they could expect a higher phase and then a lower phase, it really made all the difference for them in, again, like being able to trust their bodies and trust that things were okay and not feel like they were crazy, which is huge. Like, I never want my daughter to feel that.
Yeah. So I totally agree with everything that you just said. And I think talking to them about these different phases and being able to explain the why, and then being able to provide them with tools on how to navigate each of these phases, what their emotions may be like, just different things that they're going to experience through different phases of the cycle can be so helpful in being able to have those tools to know how to navigate through.
Yeah, definitely. And then really the last thing that I wanted to mention is I did want to talk about period products for young girls for a minute, because you mentioned that you just had panty liners. And I really do think that it can be really on either end of the spectrum or like somewhere in the middle with the flow for young girls. But some girls will have just like a super light flow to start and a panty liner would be fine. And then some will have like really heavy right away. And sometimes it'll be somewhere in the middle. So I would recommend as a mom, like, what I want to do for my daughter is I want to have several options for her and kind of help her understand when she does get her period, what option is going to be better for what time. And that definitely is going to, if she gets her period at 10, that's going to be different understanding level than if she gets her period at 13. She would for sure figure out, oh, light, medium, heavy, I don't need to talk to my mom about this. But at 10, like, she might, but also she really might not. Sometimes we have to really think about what their comprehension level is, and they're not even going to understand, like, is this light flow or is this heavy flow? And so I want to talk to her about that and say, okay, if you put this pad on, like, how long until there's a lot of blood on it? Okay, well, then that means you're bleeding like medium or heavy. And if you don't know that for yourself and you would like to know that, you can Google what's a regular period flow, what's medium, what's heavy. There will be information that you can find on, like, one pad every 6 hours is light, or one pad every 4 hours is medium. Don't take that as gospel. I'm making that up. But with that being said, I definitely think, especially for our girls and really for us too, making sure that you have really good quality period products is going to help them not go into this hormone chaos cascade that most of us have been on. And so I really like just simple organic cotton pads. If your daughter wants to use tampons, if she needs those for swimming, or if she just likes them better, great. I would also say, from my experience, I remember I was a swimmer. And when I got my period, I think it was maybe like a month or so before swim season or two, I hadn't had that many periods before I started swimming. And it didn't occur to me that that was going to be an issue when I needed to go to swim team. My mom had gotten me tampons, but I would just recommend, from my own like traumatic experience with being super late to swim team and trying to figure out how to use a tampon and only my dad was there, work with your daughters on that if that's something that they're going to need to know. And maybe that's actually helping them do it if they're okay with that. Or maybe it's just like really explaining it to them. My personal preference, I think, for my daughter would be like, I would really clearly explain how it works and then just sit outside of the bathroom door and answer questions. That's probably the boundary that I would have with her. And again, like just really creating this loving and supportive environment around our daughter's periods, I think is going to go so far for them to not feel that shame and not feel like it's terrible and like it hurts and all of these things when they just feel like, okay, I'm held here. I've got this. Like I have backup. I have support. And so you can definitely have those products available for her, tell her how they work, and then just answer questions as you need to. And I also think that it's important for us to know as moms that when our daughters start their periods, if they are irregular for a while, even like a year or two, when I'm talking about irregular, I would say one period every like month to 2 months. If it's like consistently 4 to 6 months between periods, then that's probably something to check into. That doesn't mean they need birth control. It just means maybe they're not eating enough. Maybe they're over exercising. Maybe they need some extra nutrients. Those would be the things that I would look at. But it is actually common and it's fine. Not even just common. It's fine for their periods to not be regular at first. So I just want to caution other moms against thinking like, oh shoot, your period's super irregular. Something's wrong. They're going to need birth control or they're going to like, or like something is actually wrong. Those first couple of years of having a period, your hormones are regulating. And so the more we can give them good nourishment and support with their bodies, those are going to be able to regulate. And so again, like that, like 1 to 2 month range between periods is okay those first couple years.
Yeah. Love it. I totally agree.
Yeah. So I think that's really pretty much all that we wanted to talk about today. We'll go ahead and wrap this up. And honestly, I would love to hear from any of you mamas with just feedback on this episode, with questions. Do you want more episodes talking about your daughters, or do you want to keep it mostly about your hormones as you're learning? But thank you for listening, and I've loved having this conversation, Casey.
Yeah, thanks.
Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full, informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, for listening, and I hope that you were encouraged and learned something new. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you be willing to share it with a friend and to leave us a review? I believe that every woman deserves to understand her body and feel great in it, and you can help me in this mission by sharing the podcast. If you're also feeling like you're ready for the next step and you're really ready to dive in your hormone journey, my course, Nourish Your Hormones, is created specifically for you. It's a step-by-step blueprint to increase your metabolism, restore energy, and have better periods and mood every single month. I would love to connect with you, so come over and join me on my Instagram page, @LeishaDrews, and send me a message if you have questions or just want to tell me something that you enjoyed about this episode. I can't wait to meet you.